This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. You know, during the commercial break at the top of the hour, I clicked on the internet, and there's an image of a man wearing a cowboy hat, and he's on a horse. And he's on the horse with a small boy. With a cowboy hat. And so this, and I'm thinking this boy might be 3 or 4 years old. And the father is an adult, or the man is an adult. And in the background, on the other side of the board fence, are Angus cows, kind of like on our farm. And the caption reads, "Because children don't remember their best day of watching television." Because children don't remember their best day of watching television. Absolutely true. And unfortunately, too many adults will sit their children in front of the television as a babysitter. And you know, don't bother me. I've got things I have to do. I've got to check my smartphone. So leave me alone and go watch TV. It's happening all across the United States, and it has been for probably 20 years. So television is raising the children in too many cases. Kathy, what's next?
Well, Vince, I had a couple more things, and then you and I had a topic I know we wanted to get to, but I wanted to bring up a couple more things. One was, and I know I'm probably repeating myself from other broadcasts, but I think it's valuable information, is to save your grass clippings, your chopped up leaves, wood chips, straw, because if you can improve your soil, you're going to get a better yield. So if you can put them like behind the garage, or behind the barn, in the barn, or wherever, you can use them. I've literally been pulling them out and putting them down, either the straw or the chopped up leaves, all in between my plants, because it slowly but surely is amending my soil the way I want it to be. So that's something too. And I would say too, Vince, like, you know, we talk a lot about our vegetable garden, and I agree that that's very valuable, and I think we should do that. But if you can start investing in edible perennial type plants, like a peach tree, apple tree, blueberries, raspberries, strawberries, asparagus, things that come back every year. Once you have an initial investment, it's basically free food. You just have to maintain that plot of land that you have it on. And with the prices of groceries, I really think that that's something that you can do. It's a lot of work. And honestly, Vince, I was going to try to sell some of my plants, especially my edible perennials that I was growing, but I decided that I would seek out people who could use them. And I found families, and there's some younger families in their 30s that want to get started. And I just decided I'm just going to give them to them, because I remember what it was like with little kids and you're trying to get started. And, you know, I told them, you can call me anytime. I will try to give you the best advice I can. So that's something I'm in the process of doing, is I'm trying to dig things out. The problem I have is I don't know about your area events, but we haven't had a decent rainfall in probably 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks, and it's close to the 90s now for this whole week. So I've literally had to pull water from the pond and try to water my garden. But there's no rain in sight for like another 2 weeks. And so I'm going to have to probably do it again early in the week if we don't get any rain.
Yeah. And we've seen a dry spell. We had a little bit of rain a couple of days ago, but it's not like it used to be. I remember my mom, when I was growing up, looking out the window with my mom, and she used to love to watch the rain. And every week we could go out and it would rain, you know, on a regular basis. Every week it would rain. And she used to love to just watch the rain and the sound of the rain because she knew what it was doing for the plants and the trees, and they absolutely needed it. And she was translating the drops of rain into the growth and the vigor of the plant life. And, Kathy, back to these grass clippings. There are many people, way too many people, who think that they should pick up the grass clippings with a bagger or a grass clipping pulled behind lawn sweeper, you know, behind a little riding lawnmower, and pick them up and dump them in the corner somewhere, and or throw them on the, you know, put them on the curb for the trash truck to come pick up. Well, if you save those grass clippings and use them as, if you were to convert the numbers to fertilizer, it would be this. It would be 4% 4% nitrogen, 1% potassium, and 2%, let's see. I'm sorry, 4% nitrogen, 1% phosphorus, and 2% potassium. Now, in fertilizer numbers, that would be like buying a bag of 412 fertilizer, 412. Now, you could buy the fertilizer and throw out your grass clippings, or you can keep your grass clippings and not buy the fertilizer. It makes no sense to throw out grass clippings. No sense whatsoever. So, Kathy, you're right on the money. It's fertilizer. It really is.
Yeah.
And you already own it. I never understood why people literally would go through the process of mowing the lawn and pick up the grass clippings. It makes no sense. Now, I do understand raking them so you don't have a big pile, you know, in your yard. But it's not necessary. We've never done it. We've never picked up grass clippings other than to use as mulch or as fertilizer. But we leave it right where it is. We leave it spread out so that it can go back into the soil and amend the soil where the grass is growing. That's what we do. Kathy, back to you.
Well, Vince, people probably think I'm crazy, but I save my large black trash bags, and I use them for leaves. I roll them up, and then in the fall, I have two or three neighborhoods where people chop them up and they put them by the street because people pick them up. The city will pick them up. I will go and I will fill my car as much as I can. I mean, back seat, in the back. I have a crossover, so it's pretty good size. So I fill it, and then I take them home. And if I go back out in the next couple of days, especially if it hasn't rained, I mean, it's better to get them when they're dry. But I probably had 25 bags of chopped up leaves, and to me, that is, I mean, I know it's not, quote, fertilizer like you buy, but to me, I would rather have that, I think, because it breaks down the soil, the earthworms like it. You've got a mixture of a bunch of different kinds of leaves, and, I mean, I do that with straw. I put it in between my raspberries. It keeps the weeds out. It holds the moisture in. And, I mean, it's just such a simple thing. Like I said, I think people probably look at me out the window and go, what is that lady doing? I've had people ask me that. I go, oh, I take them home for my garden. And they go, oh, okay. But they look at me like I've never heard of that before. But, you know, Vince, it's just that it just makes sense not to wait, and it's so valuable. So it's just, I guess it's just a thought, especially if you have access to it, if you know where you can get it, if you can get good leaf mulch anywhere, just go get it and store it or put it down in your garden. Like what I do by the areas where people will see by the house, I have not a huge flower garden, but I have a couple areas. I'll put the leaf mulch down, and then I put a little mulch on top of it because it will hold the moisture in better. It keeps the weeds out. But then I'm amending the soil quicker than I am if I'm just using the mulch. So I only use mulch where, you know, people see it. But otherwise, I use the straw or the leaf mulch. I don't use, like, the wood chips, I should say. I only use that, like, on the side door where people come in and they can see it. But anyway,
My mother had a 1966 Ford Country Squire station wagon. And when I was growing up, she used to fill the station wagon with leaves that people discarded on the curb, exactly what you're talking about. So in the 60s, my mom used to do that and bring them home and put them in her garden. That's what she did. And why did she do that? Because that's what her parents did. And she knew that those leaves would compost and they would put fertility back in the soil. She knew that. And Dr. Wallach, who's been to our farmhouse at our kitchen table and having dinner with us, as well as being on the air and doing seminars at the same conventions as I did, we would talk when we had time. And he said that the decline, and I'm paraphrasing, the decline of our health began with the electric light bulb. Because people used to, or electricity, the light bulb and then heating systems in the house. And what people used to do is they used to heat with wood, they used to throw the wood ashes in the backyard, turn it into the soil, have their garden in the backyard, and they would eat from the garden, which had great soil and great fertility. So the vitamins, minerals, and supplements that we needed were put back into the soil by the wood that was burned and by the leaves. It's exactly what you're talking about, and that's exactly what we do here on our farm in our garden. We're trying to put the nutrition back into the food, because if you compare a tomato or a vegetable that is grown commercially as compared with what you grow in your own garden with good soil, you won't believe the difference. You won't want to eat those mealy tomatoes that come from the factories. You won't.
Yeah.
It's that, the difference is that stark. And then the other thing, class, is you're going to need to save the seeds, because the system has been engineered against you. These large corporations have made it very difficult to save seeds. They sell seeds that will not grow next year. You know, if you save your tomato seeds from non-heirloom plants, you won't be able to grow tomatoes. That's just the way it is. So these companies are not working in your favor. They're working to have you as a captive repeat customer. Back to you, Kathy.
You know, Vince, I had some tomatoes last year that were, I didn't save. They were like too rotten, and I threw them in the garden to decompose. And I had a pot on the top. When I lifted it up, I probably have 100 tomato seedlings there. So I don't know what I'm going to do with
that. That's great. Yeah. And our
those
garden
are the ones that I grew.
Yeah. Well, we're doing the same thing. We are.
Hi,
we're
this
growing.
Is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kathy's with us, domestic engineering today. Kathy, I wanted to mention something. I can't prove this, but I think it's true. You know, a lot of people like bread, and Dr. Sheely and Dr. Sergey recommend avoiding bread. Well, I bake bread in a home bread machine, and the dogs love it. I cut the bread up into little cubes, and you know, like 3/4 of an inch by 3/4 of an inch, let it dry and harden. And instead of commercial biscuits, which I don't know what in the heck is in them, I do know what's in the bread that I make. So it's just flour, potato flakes, some sugar, yeast, avocado oil, and a small amount of salt. And I use bread flour. And I can tell you, I don't have a gut. Now, I do know that when I used to eat commercial bread, I would develop a gut. And Dr. Sheely calls that a wheat belly. So there's something different with the bread that I make versus the commercial loaves of bread, I believe. And I think the difference is the additives that are put into commercial bread that I don't put in with the bread that I make here at the farm. It takes me literally 5 minutes to bake bread. You know, it takes 3 hours, 10 minutes or 3 hours, 11 minutes for the process. But my part of putting the ingredients in the machine is a 5-minute operation. And what I've done is when our campers come, I bring them warm bread that I've just baked. It's still warm. And they can't get over how good it is. They, you know, I can't sell it because the U.S. Won't let me sell bread, so I give it to our campers. I just show up with it and I say, I just baked this and I, you know, I thought you'd like to try it. And they can't get over how good it is, Kathy. It's extraordinary. And it's not, I'm not trying to pat myself on the back, but what I am saying is I've noticed that I don't have a gut from eating bread. And it's not like I'm a breadaholic. But I do make it. The dogs love it. And it's their, you know, their treats that I used to train them. And, you know, they do what I ask them to do, you know, as a training tool. And it really is delightful. It truly is. It, for me and the dogs. And when I take it out of the bread machine, they're all sitting there, you know, saying, hey, Dad, we'd like some too. So, Kathy, I think there's something to not buying store manufactured or factory bread as compared to making it yourself with, you know, avocado oil or real butter, and without the additives, the stabilizers, the enhancers, and whatever else they put in, the emulsifiers, whatever else they put in bread. Do you have any thoughts on that?
You know, Vince, I do, and I think you're right. There's, you look at the ingredients on most of that bread, there's probably 20 ingredients. And for our bread that we make, what, 5 or 6 ingredients? And that's about it. So it's got to be healthier. And, you know, Vince, I know that it would never happen, but I wish I had grown up before all the commercialization. I wish that, you know, back in the days where people had the big gardens and they made their own bread and everything was fresh. They, you know, they did their own pickles and all that. I'm sure people were healthier. And, you know, Vince, I try to eat healthy, and I find that I literally can go all day. And I have people my age that can barely walk out to my pond in the backyard. Their knees, their hips, their arthritis, you know, they have heart issues. And I'm not trying to brag, but I feel like because I have tried to eat healthy and avoid the processed food and grow my garden and enrich my soil and really, you know, Vince, I cook for my dog, I cook for my grandkids. And, like, even when I make my spaghetti sauce, people will say to me, what is different about your spaghetti sauce? Why is it taste fresher? Well, it's my onions, it's my peppers. I use fresh mushrooms, but I do my own tomatoes from my own garden. And I think the key is the freshness from my tomatoes and my peppers and my onions. It's just different than opening up a can of or jar of ragu. It's just different.
You know, Kathy, I have to kind of chuckle. And we're going into a bottom of the hour break. I'll tell you why I'm chuckling when I come back. But you're right on the money. And it's something that Mrs. Finelli did that I think is kind of amusing. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. President Biden says the House took a critical step forward last night to prevent a default after the chamber voted to pass the debt ceiling bill 314-117. Biden called it a bipartisan compromise. The bill did reach the Senate late last night and could head for a vote today. Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy after the vote.
As an American, tomorrow will be better than today. I had to be an optimist, that every day I woke up and said, maybe today the president would change his mind. Maybe today he'd want to put the country first. Maybe today he'd want to meet. But he never did. Not until our entire conference passed the bill.
Chipotle is giving away free burritos during the NBA finals that start tonight. The company announced that every time a player makes a three-pointer, the company will give away 300 free meals. Follow Chipotle on Twitter to get in on the Mexican food action. Lance Pry, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
This could be sliding.
What are today's hot
cheese? Today I've got your
take my, when you go to the TV for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So, about a week ago or so, we were out working in the front yard where we have fenced-in paddocks for the cattle. And it's rotational grazing, so we move the cows from, you know, small calves, from paddock to paddock. And they eat down the grass, and we move them to the next, you know, let's say an acre or two or three paddocks. And there are a bunch of them in the front yard. And so Mrs. Fennelli, we had the front-end loader out there with the forks on it to move hay bales. And so she asked, she said, so can y'all move that feed bunk? Now, this is a cattle feeder, right? So this is a concrete feeder that is 8 feet long, and it's about 2 feet wide, and it's one piece of concrete with drain holes in it. So if you want to feed cows grain or supplements, you can pour, you know, several bags, 50-pound bags in there and pour it out, and the cows will have free choice of you know, vitamins and minerals and supplements. Well, we have a couple of them, and there was one that we weren't using, and she wanted it right by the side door of the house. That's the first door you see when you come to the farmhouse. So you drive up the driveway, and it's right there. And so she wants to plant right by the door herbs. So that is a raised bed herb garden. Now, that's one step up from using a toilet as a planter. It's literally one step up from that, because some farmers have done that. They've taken toilets that they've collected over the years, and they just plant them, and they fill them with dirt, and you know, they put herbs and flowers in toilets, and they think it's a great idea. Now, Mrs. Vanelli, I'm glad she didn't want to do that, but we do have this feed bunk that is going to be for herbs right outside the side door. I think it's a great idea. So right now it's got topsoil in it, and it's got a bale of peat moss in there, and it's got compost, and the next thing is the seeds for the herbs and spices right outside the door. First thing you see is this feed bunk. So it's a farm, right? I guess that's what we do. I don't think that would happen. I don't think Mar-a-Lago's got one of those, but we do. Kathy, back to you.
Vince, I have right out my back door, on each side of the concrete slab, there's herbs on one side and herbs on the other, because I use them. And I've literally pulled out, except for like two flowers that I like to keep there just because they're pretty and they draw the bees and stuff. But I do the same thing, Vince. But you know what? What a great raised bed. I mean, really, it's really going to be nice for her herbs by using that that concrete.
Yeah. And it will last. It will last generations. Literally, this is made with 5,000 pound per square inch concrete. They're commercially made, and they are designed to be absolutely durable. You know, rain, sleet, snow, they don't rust. You don't have to paint them. You just set them there, and the wind's not going to move them. This thing weighs 1,100 pounds. I just looked it up. It's made by a company called Stewart, S-T-E-W-A-R-T, concrete, and they're made in Missouri. They weigh 1,100 pounds each.
Wow.
I don't know what the cost is now, but they were a couple $100 years ago. So, you know, maybe $200 or $300. Now they're probably like $500, I would guess.
Wow.
Because there's so much material in them. But, you know, that's what we talk about. We talk about repurposing. We're not throwing anything away. We're repurposing everything that we have. We have an old hay bale feeder, a round bale feeder. We found it in the woods when we bought the property. It had this. Somebody just left it in the woods. And so we're going to repurpose that and pick it out with the front end loader and use it as a compost container. So it's probably 8 feet in diameter. Just put the compost and the straw and whatever else that we want to compost in this big ring. And when the compost is ready, we just take the front end loader, hook up a couple chains to it, lift the hay ring off the whole pile, and then we just use the compost. So there are lots of ways of using what you have. And I think that we're all going to be doing that. We're all going to be limited by the supply chain breaking more and more and more. Kathy, back to you.
You know, Vince, I know they wanted to get this in our discussion, but Vince, can you talk about how to clean the vents on the air conditioning unit? And also, some people have like a mesh cover that goes over the top. Can you talk about that? And Vince, I did this myself, so if anybody thinks it's really hard, it's not. The only thing that I know, my husband turned the power off to the air conditioning unit. and then we took the panels off. But I actually did this, and I cleaned it all out myself. But Vince, can you talk about that and really the negative if you don't do it?
Okay. So an air conditioning system, whether it be a heat pump or just a straight air conditioning system, and we'll talk about like a whole house type where you have the outside unit and the inside unit. So the outside unit, or what happens with air conditioning systems, is heat is pumped from one location to another. Let's say if it's an air conditioning unit, the heat is pumped from the inside of the house to the outside. Okay, so by removing the heat from the inside of the house gets cooler on the inside. But the outside air gets hotter because you're moving the heat from inside the house to the outside unit. And those units flow a lot of air, an enormous amount of air. There's a big motor with an electric motor with a fan. And typically they work this way. Not all of them, but most of them have a fan that pulls the air from the sides of the air conditioning unit, the housing, the ventilated, louvered housing, pulls the air from outside through the center of the air conditioning box and up and straight out the top. So the airflow is from the sides going inward and then up and out. So what happens is mud wasps, bees, dust collect on those coils that are housed in this air conditioning cabinet. And the dust and debris and mud wasp nest and grass clippings, airborne, whatever is airborne, gets stuck on these coil fins and plugs them up and reduces the efficiency of the unit. So the hot setup, the way to fix this, is to wash those coils. Now, what you can do is you can remove the cabinet. Of course, you want to disconnect the electricity from the unit. And you can take the cabinet off with some screws and then wash it down with a garden hose on a, not a really strong stream because you don't want to bend any of the fins, but you want to push the dirt out the way it came in. So the way to do it is to start from the inside and wash the inside of the coil so the water is forced to go outside from your garden hose nozzle. And you'll see all kinds of brown goo coming out. And you'll realize that that was the right thing to do. So once you do that, once you wet the coils as much as you can all around the outside unit, then what you can do is you can take a spray bottle of dishwashing liquid, dilute, let's say, 20%, 25% dishwashing detergent, maybe even less than that, maybe 10% mixed with water in a spray bottle, and then use this, adjust it so you have like a stream when you squeeze the spray bottle, and then spray those wet coils from the inside. And then what you do is you wash it again, so, and you lightly wash it so that you spread that dishwashing detergent all around those coils. And what that does is it acts as a friction reducer, a surfactant to reduce the adhesion of the dust on those coils. That's what soap does. That's what detergent does. It loosens the ability for the dirt to hang on. And then you rinse it from the inside out. And then when you get to the point where you feel you've gotten most of the dirt out, then you can rinse from the outside in. And sometimes you don't even have to take the cover off. Sometimes you can do it with the cover on the air conditioning unit. That's what I do. I leave the cover on, and it works great. And I do it a couple times a year. The other thing that I did was I put a stockade fence up, just one section, 1 6-foot section, 6 foot long, 6 feet high, and it blocks the western sun. So the air conditioning units are blocked from the eastern sun, the southern sun, but the western sun, they can get in the afternoon, and that's the hottest part of the day because the sun has had a chance to heat up the house all day long. And when you want to cool off the house, the western sun is brutal on the air conditioning system. So what I did was I put up this section of stockade fence to just put the air conditioning outside unit in the shade. That's all I did. So you want to have, you know, a couple feet of space between the stockade fence and the outside unit if you can. And you want to have a couple feet all the way around the outside units. Otherwise, they can't get enough airflow to operate efficiently. So that's what I did. And about the cover, here's what I know. I know that when we were making satellite communications equipment back in 1980, Bert and Andy and I, there were satellite dishes that were made out of fiberglass and some were made out of stamped steel pedals and stamped aluminum pedals, and they were solid. You know, if you turned them to make a bowl out of them, you'd have a 12-foot bowl and it would hold water almost. Well, some companies said that because they were so big, if the wind kicked up, it could blow the antenna over because the surface area was so big. It was like a sail on a sailboat, except it was a dish. Well, some companies came up with the idea that let's, instead of using fiberglass that's a solid surface, let's infuse with metal, reflective metal inside the fiberglass or the aluminum or steel pedals, let's make a perforated dish. So what they did was they used screen. And what we learned, Kathy, was that at about 15, 20 miles an hour, the screen, holes in the screen get plugged up with air because the air can't get through fast enough, and that perforated screen dish antenna becomes solid. At least to the wind, it becomes solid. So when you talk about putting a screen over the top of the air conditioning unit to keep leaves from getting in there, at some speed of air movement, that screen will become plugged up with air, and it will reduce the efficiency, in my opinion, of the outside air conditioning unit. So if you look at the higher performance, let's say you can look at an air conditioning system rated 13C or 14C or 15, 16, 19. When you get it to numbers like 19, the outside units become huge, because more surface area to exchange the heat from the refrigerant that flows through the coils, the more surface you have, the more efficient the air conditioning system can be. Well, if you restrict the airflow from those coils, you're going in the opposite direction, and you're reducing the efficiency of the unit. Now, here's the proof of it, and if we'll take it right to the kitchen. So if you have a small strainer and you pour a pot of water through the small strainer, at some point you can overflow the strainer, right? Because the water can't go through fast enough. It's the same principle with air.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Wow, time flies here at USA Prepares. Kathy, so what happens if the coils are not cleaned? The compressor has to work harder. So you would use more electricity for the compressor to run longer to attain the same level of temperature inside the house with a central air conditioning system. Same applies, the same principle is applies with the heat pump in the summer and the winter. So not cleaning the coils will cause the compressor to work harder, and the compressor, when it works harder, runs hotter. When it runs hotter, the lubricant, the oil in the compressor that's sealed inside the refrigeration system, will tend to get thicker and thicker and thicker and cook like burned oil on the frying pan on the stove. So ultimately, failure happens way sooner. And the same thing, I believe, would happen by putting a screen on the top of the air conditioning unit, the outside unit, to prevent leaves from going in there. A screen would cause a restriction in the airflow to cause the compressor to run hotter. As I described with the pouring water from a pot in just cold water through a kitchen screen that you would want for cooking. So you could overflow that kitchen screen, right, by pouring water faster than the screen can let the water out. The same thing happens. That restriction is what happens with air trying to get through a screen that is restricting the airflow of the outside unit. So the bottom line is, by not cleaning the coils, the air conditioning unit will last a shorter amount of time. And I've seen it. I've seen people who let the leaves build up, that don't clean them, and then they say, wow, I can't believe I got to buy a new compressor. New compressor means the outside unit. And then what happens is the guy that comes to install it says, yeah, shoot, you know, that thing is, well, we ought to replace the whole thing. So now you're looking at $5,000, $6,000, $10,000. Kathy, have you seen an example where someone who didn't clean the outside unit had to buy a new compressor or outside unit?
You know, I have this. My son's neighbor, I was at his house earlier this week, and I looked over, and there was a junk tree, a scrubby tree, and it was probably 8 feet high, and it was right next to the air conditioning, and every time the air conditioning came on, it was whipping it around and literally like in and out the vents. And it was like grass hanging from it. They didn't trim around it. And I'm just wondering how longer that's going to last. But yeah, you know, and Vince, the other thing, Vince, that I was told, and I think you mentioned it about the, what they call the fins or something. You have to be really careful that you don't damage those and bend them, right?
Right. That's why I said garden hose and not high pressure washer. Because if you use a high pressure washer on those fins, you can bend them to the point where that will restrict the airflow as well. So just a, you know, a gentle spray of water from a garden hose, not the full force of a stream, you know, a light spray will dislodge. And what happens is if you wet the coils, the debris will tend to soften up, and then you can push the debris from the opposite direction that it was going. So if it's going from the outside in, from the outside of the cabinet to the inside of the cabinet. And that's the way they work, because hot air rises anyway. So most of the air conditioning units push the air with a fan from the inside of the cabinet to the top and out. So the air goes from the outside of the cabinet through the louvers, through the coils, to the inside cavity, up to the fan motor blade and out. So the idea is if there are leaves on there, brush them off. Now, if it's an air conditioning system only, and you only use it in the summer, then you can put a cover over the unit. But make sure you don't let the darn thing come on with the cover on it, because that'll certainly cook the compressor, because it won't be able to exchange the heat from the refrigerant. So, you know, you have to pay attention to what you're doing. Now, class, don't believe anything I say. Seriously. Do your own research, and you don't want to hose off that electric motor. You really don't want water inside the electric motor when you're cleaning the coil. So you have to be extremely careful about that. And you don't want water to go inside the relays and where the capacitor is and where the controls and sensors are. You want to make sure they don't get wet. And there's a separate door or panel that's removed by screws to access that part. So it's protected from the rain and snow and sleet anyway. But just be careful that you're just washing off the coils. And you can do it from the outside. You really can. Or you can do it from the without removing the cabinet. It's not as good. Removing the cabinet's way better. But you still can do it if you're a little gun-shy about removing the cabinet. You can still hose off the coils. And you won't believe how much dirt comes out. And so you will be improving the efficiency with 10 minutes worth of work. And I'm glad you brought that up, Kathy. I really am. Kathy, any final words in the last 30 seconds?
Well, Vince, you know, I know that they have like a little thing that, like a little brush that I've seen. Do you recommend that? It's like, but you have to be real gentle to go down with the fins.
Well, it depends on whether you have, if you have the cabinet off, that might work great. Yes, but I would certainly wet the coils first, or vacuum them, vacuum the dirt off the coils before. Either way.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.